When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We will get to Bills Thrills in 1 second. Before that, though, we know tomorrow is a big day. It's conference call day
conference
for Bill
call.
With Parker and the team at First Rate Ag. By the way, a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 25 years plus in business. Go to firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask what? For Parker or Chris. Mention the ticket.
I think everything changed today.
Why is that?
Well, I had no idea you could take Amtrak out to Holdridge to see our guys. I'll be doing that. I'm going to take the train out to come out to meet up with First Rate Ag.
There's something we could do as a team too.
Yeah, that could be a nice team. Maybe get a little.
You would do that, huh?
Would you guys be up for a live remote out there?
I would do that.
Chris would be on the smoker. It would be incredible.
Right off the train, have a smoker set up at the Amtrak station.
That would be nice.
Hey, guys.
A welcome right there.
I got a steak for you right here.
Whip a brisket at us right when we walk out the doors.
We'd eat it, too.
And they would do it. They do incredible. Toyota.
Ben, you're going.
I wouldn't mind driving some of the equipment, too. I got told no.
I don't know about that.
I got a hard no out at Beck's. Any chance I can drive the buggy? No.
Nope, don't think so.
I believe through my continuity with First Rate Ag that I'll be able to drive some equipment. And so I'd like to know that from Parker, if at all possible. But I'm telling you what, he's taking care of the people out there. Their fields look amazing. Amazing. And that's all they can do. Parker doesn't get involved in the trade-off section of it. Parker does his job. And that's what it's up to get it done. And he's absolutely killing it for the farmers in the tri-state area.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Yes.
Are Parker and Trevor basically the same guy?
No,
the same industry.
Same.
They're both different people.
Are they different people?
Yes, well, different people. They're not the same person. Yes, they're way different.
They are both breakers, and they're both in the same industry. But beyond that,
I've
not
met
the same.
Trevor.
What's that? Yes.
Yes, you have.
Yes.
Not Parker.
You've not met Parker.
You've not met Parker.
And would he be significantly different than Trevor?
Not significantly different.
That's my sense.
But they are not the same person.
They're not the same person.
They both wear beat up boots, probably. Dudes.
Yeah.
True.
You know?
They do real work. They work in dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, dirt people.
Trevor is a dude.
Yeah.
When he comes in, it's like, okay, Trevor.
You get a little kind of, whoa, hang on. Yeah.
Trevor's saying, young buck, but.
Yeah, give him some space.
He's in charge.
Yeah.
And Parker's like that too?
Same way. But yet, just like Sonny. Very approachable.
And Trevor's very approachable.
Very approachable, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So we could take First Rate Ag.
We could take the Amtrak to Holdridge.
Yes.
We'll be doing that. 3:11 a.m.
That's
if
fine.
You want to go to Holdridge.
They'll crash out for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, they could have this, you know, the steaks and brisket.
Hey, wait a second. 3:11 a.m. That's perfect for us.
That's us. We get there, get
do the
set
show.
Up.
Yeah.
We have something to eat. Maybe get a little fitness in. Go for a walk around Holdridge and do the show. Thank you. This would be perfect. What a time.
I just think that would be the perfect time.
Well, we could do that. We'll talk about it.
And Ben, you're going.
The Amtrak trip to Holdridge.
It's a four-man team.
Ben with short pants showing up.
Yep.
Carrying some equipment, getting on Amtrak. Imagine us. What are you guys doing? Going to Holdridge.
We're doing some radio this morning.
Hold it. You guys are getting off on the first stop?
Yep.
First stop.
We're doing radio.
radio show at 6.
Live.
From Holdridge.
I don't know why we wouldn't do this.
This is going to come together.
It's going to be big.
I don't know why we wouldn't do this, Jake.
It'll happen. By the way, hey, next Thursday, we will be at Ruhlman Steakhouse. That's news. That is news.
That went through. Jake, when you sent that text, I thought it was fake news.
And that's real.
No, I did. When you said Thursday
today,
or Friday, I'm
tomorrow?
Like,
next. Yeah, a week from tomorrow, we will be at Ruhlman's Steakhouse. We just had Phil and John in here yesterday from Ruhlman Steakhouse. We'll be there next Thursday from 6 to 8 a.m.
Mac and cheese breakfast.
John Benton.
That's right.
Yes.
And
is
Phil
the Chef
Ruhlman.
Deluxe. He's the Chef Deluxe.
This is incredible. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Will there be meat products potentially available at 6 a.m.?
I think they're going to have.
What do you think?
Steak for us. Maybe what steak and think? Eggs, possibly. You never know.
I tell you, you know what made me feel so...
They're going to have pumpkin bread.
Yeah.
No, it made me feel so happy.
No steak. Bread.
Yeah. I was talking to John, who's the... I mean, he's probably the finest chef in the world.
John Benton.
And I said, I go, John, you probably might, you know, look down at me. I go, but my favorite cut is the New York strip. He goes, oh, absolutely. It's my favorite cut too. It's the combination of tenderness and flavor.
Okay.
You know, we talked about that. So the filet's extremely tender, doesn't have quite the flavor that the strip does.
I'm always sirloin. I always gravitate towards sirloin. So maybe I'll try the New York strip.
Get the filet.
I'm the strip.
Maybe I'll try that.
Try that.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
But that was that.
I always get sirloin.
Reliable. Talk about Verklempt. When they started talking about the history of both of them, I was so blown away. And just the fact that it worked at Misty's, and he worked over at Misty Owls, and he had a landline to call back over to Misty's when they had to transfer when their table was ready.
You fell off the mic when he said
was,
that.
I did.
You
I
almost fell off your chair.
That was John Ruhlman.
Yes.
No, Phil Ruhlman. John Benson.
You nailed it twice, and the third time got you.
Hey, by the way, Phil is on YouTube right now.
Really?
He says, this is Phil. We will serve you an amazing steak next week in the morning. You're having
incredible.
Steak in the morning.
This isn't like Denny's Steak and Eggs either.
And no, this is the
nothing
real
Nothing wrong
deal.
With Denny's Steak and Eggs.
Know,
I don't
yeah,
no, push
I got
back
you,
on
though.
That. Yes,
no,
but
Phil Ruhlman.
He's just
Phil
on YouTube. He's on
Phil
YouTube.
Invented Gallup.
He sat by Bill yesterday. He's on YouTube watching the show right now.
He's got a great deal going in it. I mean, he's got a steakhouse on the east end of Ashland.
That's right.
They had, if something bad happened in Ashland, there was no health care. Phil brought health care with a steak. How about that?
I mean, what you heard yesterday was an elaborate business plan. I mean, it was elaborate.
The land they built, the land they bought, what they built, what they set up. Mm-hmm. And then I just love the no reservations. That's not who we are. Just come, just show up. We'll get you in.
We'll work it out. 2 days off, Monday and Tuesdays for his employees.
Half a day Sunday.
Yeah.
That's right. You got it.
Yes.
Next Thursday.
Phil
Ruhlman and John Benton.
Former director of global sales for
Global sales.
That's a big deal.
Global.
That's significant.
Yeah.
He's done something with his life.
Gallup never becomes anything without Phil.
Nope.
Phil's the one who built it.
I'll tell you what. This is big. We're going there on Thursday,
week
from tomorrow.
That's right. We have some steak in the morning. Mm. Think on that.
We're driving separate. I don't want to ride with anybody.
Right now.
No, you're fine on that.
It's time, without further ado, though, for Bill's Thrills on a Wednesday. Let's fire it up right here. We go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation for your financial future. Today is usually a Dems Fighting Words Wednesday. Today, I've been informed it's a Wild Card Wednesday.
Going Wild Card, kind of going tis the season. It's football season.
We like that season.
The season.
Tis the season.
Weather. Historical. Where's the dominance been in football? Where's it been?
What Southeast.
Conference? Southeast. Florida State dabbles. Clemson.
Georgia.
Alabama. Auburn. It's been south. That has been where it's at.
National title is South. Ohio State, not that was
12
one aberration.
Aberration. 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's it.
Michigan. Last year, of course.
Oh,
so,
God, yeah,
North.
And just so you know, Michigan is North. I don't really consider Ohio truly North. That's right in the middle right there. I flew out of Madison, Wisconsin, spring recruiting one time, and there was snow on the ground, and I landed in Columbus, Ohio, and people were mowing their yards. So there's a difference between the two.
All right.
But it's just incredible how it's like the weather. Well, here's what's incredible to me, just looking things up. In the FCS, where there's teams everywhere, where is it dominated?
North.
Way north. Listen to the top seven teams.
Jake, listen to this.
The top seven teams. Number one team, South Dakota State. They've won 29 games in a row. There are FCS teams all over Texas, all over the South, everywhere. South Dakota State, North Dakota State. Someone says, they play in a dome. I don't care. You live in Fargo.
Yeah, no.
You know what it is?
Point taken.
Hop on the interstate. You're almost in Canada.
Yep.
You can be there in about 30 minutes. Yep.
Well, Fargo's Fargo, baby. I mean, it's cold in May.
Team three, Montana. Montana, outside, freezing cold, brutal cold.
Brutal.
You think that's cold? Try going to Montana State. Go to Bozeman. They're fourth.
Wow. This
go to the fifth team. You know what it is? South Dakota.
This is beautiful.
Now, and also, how many times you say, you know what we got to do to build our team? Just get the best players in South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana.
I've never thought of this until right now.
At that. Number six, Villanova in Philadelphia.
Cold.
Once again, cold, miserable weather. Number seven.
Miserable city.
Number seven, Idaho.
Wow.
Cold.
The Vandals.
Miserable. Vandals. They do play in the Kibby Dome.
This
really
is amazing,
cool.
Bill.
I'm just looking at top this and what? Going, but that's the top seven teams.
Wow. Cold, 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 cold.
You would think you think it'd be dominated by everyone. No. And it's also, it's not, it's weather and also recruiting base. It's not like, well, there's just so many players in Montana that's the reason
What's
why
the
they're
deal?
So good.
What's the deal?
It's just, it's one of the most fascinating stories that there is.
Why isn't the FCS dominated by the South?
Don't know. And North Dakota State's been dominated for how long? Forever. Oh, I mean, they've been like dominant forever.
I mean, since Bull took over a long time ago. I mean, it was in a... When was that? The early 2000s?
But it's just, I mean, Montana was known forever, once again, to be in that league. And in the Big Sky, really good league. But most of it's all cold weather teams. And so it just startled me when I was looking at that.
You had the occasional wild card, you had the runs of the past, like from Jacksonville State, now in FBS. You had Valdosta State's had some success in FCS. But it has typically been the northern schools. Domination.
The top seven are all way north.
It just flies in the face of that. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to recruit. The South is where it's at.
You can't do anything up north. Yeah, yeah you can.
Oh, yeah, you can. The top seven teams in the FCS.
You can't say, well, it's just the Dome. Well, forever Minnesota played in the Dome.
No,
that didn't go anywhere.
No, don't go. That's not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is fascinating. You've done it again.
I was blown away by it. Just wanted to bring
it
up.
You've done it again.
Talking college football. One of my favorite stories, a friend of mine was at Ohio State. He was telling me how he was coaching. At the time, it was Division II, and they flew to play at North Dakota State. And this was North Dakota State. They had the Dome. They're playing outside. Hmm. They landed. They said you couldn't even see. It was just a whiteout. He said they saw a buffalo and they landed. And their team's just like from wherever they were, it was from warm weather. And they were, their team was just like terrified. He said during the game, in the second quarter of the game, they announced that the time of North Dakota State's next playoff game at home next week. And during the second quarter of the game, he says he's standing there.
That's awesome.
And they announced. And by the way, TBA on the opponent, but the game will be at 1:30 here next Saturday, and it's only 8 minutes into the second quarter. He said,
"Ouch!"
He said the coaches looked at each other, like, "Well, we better pick it up."
That's so beautiful. Oh, that's so beautiful. Wow.
Wow.
That's a wow. I just wonder what the deal is.
It's. I mean, here's the thing, too. South Dakota State, we stopped by, I'm drawing a blank on the town that they're in.
Brookings.
And we stopped by Brookings on the way up on our fishing trip. Imagine. And the town is amazing. But I'm just telling you, South Dakota State and someone says, this is where we build a football dynasty, right here.
That's not what I think.
No. I don't know. I don't think they've changed the Dome at all in South Dakota. They're fifth.
Nope.
They're fit in the same state. They're about 2 hours apart from each other.
If that.
And if they haven't changed the Dome, both teams are on the same sideline. They can only get to the 50-yard. You know that? You only go to the 50-yard. So the two head coaches, so if you're the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator, you're standing right next to each other on the other team. Like you could touch you. Hey, what are you calling?
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
Get your hands off me.
This is it's incredible.
That is incredible.
Imagine Brookings. All of a sudden, Idaho, you've been to Moscow?
Now, I will tell you this. I went to Brookings when Nebraska played them during the Pelini era. We used to do crazy stuff. Yeah. I went to their spring game. Yeah. Now, this was before
it's a cool town.
It, sort of. They
Oh, no, I think it's more than sort of.
They they have since redone their stadium. But when I went there, when Nebraska played them, it was, I had a new truck and I pulled in and there's like a dirt road to get to get to the stadium. Maybe. And then you parked in a gravel dirt parking lot. I had a new truck. I was like, this is it dirtied up my new truck. And I thought, man, I am not in Division I right now. I mean, I had to take a dirt, muddy road. It was a rainy day. The press box was leaking, so I didn't even sit in it. I just thought, I'm a world away from Nebraska right
Spring
now.
Game 2.
And they were pretty good, by the way.
Probably about 45 degrees.
It's cold.
Cold.
They were pretty good, though. And I remember I was interviewed their center, and I interviewed a left guard, and I'm like, oh, these are dudes. These are tough dudes, and they gave Nebraska a game.
They always push Nebraska.
It's not like, well, it's up north, but it's highly populated. No, it's not.
Where do they get those linemen?
And the very best players in those states, they're going where's Nash at?
He's at Nebraska.
Yeah. So Chamberlain. So when they get those type of players, they don't stay. They go play other places.
You got to go get somebody else.
But it's, like I said, it just blew me away. It just That's absolutely blew me away. Of how it's like everything's like, nah, south, that's it, that's all there is to it. You know, occasionally you'll get one of those, you know, weird things that happens once every 10, 15 years or somebody, you know, up north makes a play for it. But even if they made a play for it, it's dominated by the south.
It's probably when we say, okay, so the division above them, Division I is dominated by the south. It's probably just mostly a nod to those teams, Alabama, Georgia. They're just so good. It's not that you can't do it elsewhere. It's just that they're so good. And like Bo always used to say, it is true that the linemen, the D linemen, are in that area, the best ones.
Yeah, it's better. I mean, when you take
the best one,
as soon as you're at, let's take Nebraska. You can just take Nebraska and say, hey, where are you guys going to head recruiting? Where do they go? They go south.
They go south.
They go south. They go into Texas. They go into whatever. They go south. That's the areas you're looking at.
Right.
You're going to Georgia. Yeah, that's where the places you go. So anyway,
fascinating.
I thought it was fascinating.
Thank you, Bill. That's wonderful.
No, that is really interesting.
That's a wonderful edition of Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show.
Game
Give us a call
will be
right now.
1:30 next Saturday.
I love that so much.
In the middle of the second quarter.
It feels like a martyr. The guy's face so telling me the story.
Low-key funny. It's unbelievable. Are they announcing in the game?
And it was the public. It was the PA announcer. It wasn't the radio. It was the public PA announcer.
He just announced that we're playing. The game's not over.
They're down 28-0 in a second.
That's kind of over, but let's play the game show. Give us a call right now, 464-5685. Your topic is 2024 NFL wide receivers. Did running backs the other day? What teams are these receivers playing for this year? Not 1975, not 1982.
Anything in the 78.
But 2024.
I can name all the receivers for the Houston Oilers in 78.
Let's see how you do in 2024. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
I know we're a little late. Need a call, though. 402-464-5685. People have dropped their kids off at school. They're probably at work. If you're not at work and you can call, please do. 464-5685. NFL receivers.
They're probably home from dropping the kids off at school. They're probably back in bed.
One of 32 NFL teams.
They're eating dinner.
It's dinner time, yeah.
We had breakfast 3 hours ago.
They're an early bird right now, maybe. Having some brunch.
The bird.
Having breakfast, but brunch. They're having hash holes.
We did it. A good
at
job.
Early bird. Yeah, good job.
Traveling salesman.
Okay, we've got James for the first time in a long time. James, how do you feel about NFL wide receivers today?
Oh, all right, I guess.
Okay,
right.
James.
Well, Bill is a lifeline for one question. As always, James, first question goes to you.
Don Beebe, he was a wide receiver, wasn't he?
Yeah, Don Beebe, good one.
There
good
we
one.
Go.
Shadron.
All right, James, what team does wide receiver Stephon Diggs play for?
New team.
Buffalo?
Well, he was there.
He was there.
Kind of a trick question.
It is a trick question. He moved on to somewhere. And, Bill, I can't tell you that
I
know where.
I'm pretty sure I know it. Oh, I would pass probably, but I think it's this.
Should we pass?
If, yeah. if you take Bill and you miss it, you get him out and you're negative one.
Let's not
one.
Do it. Let's just skip it.
What was the guess,
pass.
Bill?
Texans?
It was the Texans. Ah. But you passed. You passed. You passed.
Had it written down right there.
Sip for the lead, hey, your first question.
Ah, but Ben, I had it.
It's encouraging that you knew that.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah.
He's locked in. Sip, first question. What team does wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins play for?
Hopkins is playing, huh?
He's still in the league.
He's an older gentleman at this point. Hopkins?
He's in his double-digit years in the league, yeah.
Do you know this, Bill? I need you here.
Drawing a blank on it.
Hopkins, I mean, I'm going to say the Patriots.
Not the Patriots. Do you want that, James, or not?
No, thank you.
He'd be with the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
Titans for Hopkins.
I think gun to head, I had a chance on that one.
AFC.
I wouldn't have been
getting... AFC.
Back to you, James, for the lead. 0-0 tie.
At least I got the AFC. Right.
What team, James, does wide receiver Drake London play for?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Didn't know he played.
It's a good start.
Could be a made-up name for all I know.
It's a real name on a real team.
Did he play in college?
He did.
You sure?
How about the Rams?
Rams, no.
I like the guess. We could win it here.
I think we're going to pass.
You're going to pass?
Yes.
He beat the Atlanta Falcons, played at USC for his college ball.
Yeah, just
are you
never
sure
heard
he played?
Swim looks a little rough today. Swim, are you okay?
For the win, Sip, Bill's in play.
All right, Bill, come on
what
now.
What team does receiver Michael Pittman Jr. play for? These are all seen as top 20 receivers, by the way, in the league.
Thanks.
Top 20.
I'm going to go Steelers.
Okay.
You in Pittsburgh?
No.
Sorry. James, do you want this? Do you want to go the tiebreaker?
Thought he did. Still think he does.
Tiebreaker, okay. The answer was the Colts. Indianapolis Colts for Michael Pittman Jr. This will go to James. You guys will go over under James's number. James, DeAndre Hopkins is entering his 12th season in the NFL. How many regular season touchdowns does he have in his 11 seasons?
11 seasons. Pro?
11 seasons.
How many regular season touchdown catches does he have? James, this
60.
Is for you. Okay, 60. Over under 60.
Oh, it's a good number. It's a good number. I'm going to go
over,
higher.
Over. Yeah, we're going to win this
game.
We're
going to go over.
What are we right now?
3-5.
Oh, God, we need this, and we're going to get it. Yeah.
Brilliant! What would you have guessed? Just
67.
I was going to say 77.
So, 78.
Good job.
He has not had a double-digit TD season since 2018 in the NFL, but 78 touchdowns.
How old is he?
He's in his 12th year, so he's 34.
Wow. That's
congrats, James. Incredible. We'll get your bagel and coffee. You lost, but thanks for calling in, though.
Hey, thank you.
There
we
go.
Before I go, I got a tip for Sipple.
Okay. A tip?
I know back in the day he liked his Yingling beer. I don't know if he still does or not.
Yeah, I do.
But you can buy that in Missouri now.
Oh, thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
Mound City. We'll make a trip.
James.
Let's do that. Thanks,
James. James, thanks for the tip.
Appreciate
thanks,
that.
James. Appreciate that.
Everyone's just helping all the time.
We're trying. Yeah, these people are good. Good
just
people.
Full of helpers.
Good breakers.
And we're going to get that. We've made an announcement today, guys. We're going to Holdridge for a live remote via Amtrak.
We'll arrive at 3:15
in the morning.
Perfect. Do some exercise.
Calisthenics. Some fitness.
Go for a walk.
And then we'll have some food from Skull and Smoking.
I just saw Sipple walk by at 3:45 in the morning. What is he doing?
And Sipple and Jake. What are they doing?
What are they doing?
And Ben.
We'll do lunges.
They got some little guy trailing them.
The spillover's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.